Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies, and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
I realized something about myself this week, that I have a skill, but I don't know how I do it.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it has never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
I am not one to be played with. I'm cute and lovable like a fucking teddy bear, but if you are not on my side, I have tools at my disposal that will fucking ruin your week. Pack a lunch, bro. I was just talking to...
Step outside and find out. What was that girl?
Yeah.
Catch me outside. Catch me outside.
Yeah. Dude, where would you, when you were young, for us, it was always, I'll meet you at the bike racks, right? That meant we're fighting, right?
Yeah, I think it was bike racks. I think it was bike racks. I think that was the thing.
Yeah.
At our school, though, in elementary school, it was, all the fights seemed to happen right down the hill. There was our school was at the top of a hill. On all three streets that they all went up to the top of the school, but down at the bottom of the hill, there was always fights. It seemed like all the time. And I think it's because a lot of the kids, there was kids that were bussed into our school for sure, but it definitely seemed like the neighborhood I lived in had, it's probably like your school where you, I mean, your like neighborhood, like there was a lot of kids that walked to school in my neighborhood, and so like there would be, you know, everybody would be down at the bottom of the hill like standing around waiting for the fight, and I was there at least two or three times as a kid, like getting in fights. Like I remember brawling at the bottom of the hill, you know what I mean? That was like the
I'm a verbal arguer. I'm a verbal fighter. Like I'll just wreck you with my words. Physically fighting, I'm just gonna have to fucking lose my mind and go for it. But if we're just arguing, and I'm like prepared for that situation, and you to just catch me off guard, like it's gonna be fun for me. But dude, I was thinking about this because I was talking to, you know, Evan's Woodshop. You know, like dude Evan,
the 16 year old.
So he when he was at Workbench Con, I got a chance to hang out with his dad, and his dad and I are like the same age, right? You know, same outlook on life, right? And so I was chatting with Evan. He's all excited. He's going to Makers Camp for the first time. You know, that event that you're not going to? You
know, yeah, the event that Makers Camp, can't go to.
Everyone you know is going to it. But
yes,
you're
not, everybody's going to. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we were talking, and like he's always, you know, talking to me, and then he, you know, sometimes stuff about his dad comes up, you know, and we were talking about that, you know, since him and his dad, his dad and I are both Gen X, how different it was, right? And I was like, Gen X, and I told him, like, Gen X, like, basically came up with fuck around and find out, but we just didn't put a name on it, right? That was it. I was like, because, you know, like when I was growing up, man, there was no like social media harassing anybody or like, you know, anything. If you had a problem with somebody, you had to go fucking deal with that person in person, right?
Right. So much like, better that way.
Dude, like, oh dude, I got a fucking problem with you. Like, I gotta deal with you. Like I can't, you know, there's no like, you know, I'm gonna post shit about you online
You knew who was tough. That's when you knew who was the tough guys at school, right? That's how knew. Dude, like you fucking knew. Those are the guys you don't fuck with because they're going to kick your ass. You know what I mean? Like there was no like hiding in a fucking bedroom at home, fucking talking shit to people. You know what I mean? Like, or you did that, but you did it to your friends. It was called talking behind people's backs. You know what I mean? That's what it was called back then.
Dude, yeah, right, dude. And like there was a whole crew of dudes at my high school that I would never even entertain the idea of fucking with them because I knew that like the rest of my high school career would be miserable. Yeah. Like you just want to be off those people's radars. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm avoid your ass, dude. Fuck you, man. Like you do you. Like I'm gonna hide underneath the bleachers. Like while you fuck with that other kid. Like I'm out.
Yeah, you definitely knew who was tough back in the day. Nowadays, it's not like that. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's everybody likes to, you know, everybody's like a sniper. You know what I mean? Shooting from afar.
Yeah, they're fucking rooftops waiting for somebody to jump out. And they're like, pow, pow, pow. Got your ass. What the fuck? I didn't see you.
Exactly. I didn't even see you coming. That's the thing. That's the difference. Like, you don't see it coming nowadays. Back then, it was like you at least you squared up with somebody and you knew, like, okay. And most of the time back then, it was like you'd square up with somebody and it would be over afterwards. You know what I mean? It would be like you'd fuck around. Yeah. You'd
sometimes you'd be best friends after.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was friends with dude. I fought. So funny. There's this guy, Josh Hale, that I grew up with, dude. In elementary school, like third grade or something like that. I was invited to his birthday party, and I remember going, and like we listened to Beastie Boys in his bedroom. Like that was when the License to Ill album dropped and shit. And like we were like, you know, we were by like ninth grade, we were fighting in the parking lot, like over bullshit, because we were both in the drum line, and we were both like, I think we fought once in like sixth grade too. But then we were friends like all throughout, you know what I mean? Like it was like we fought numerous times at different points in our life. But I hit him in the stomach with a drumstick one time. Like I stabbed him with a drumstick.
Jesus.
He came at me,
people too.
He came at me at drum because we were both on the drum line. He came at me at practice one time. And like, I remember like I had my drumstick in my hand and I like, ooh, right in the stomach with it.
Jesus, dude.
I know, because I think I had my drum on. I think that, if I remember correctly, like he was talking shit like all day.
You want to fight a dude with a drum on you, man?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I think I remember hitting him with my drumstick. That's so funny. I haven't thought about that in fucking decades. But yeah, it's so funny. Josh Hale. I wonder what Josh Hale's doing these days.
I don't know, bro. I should reach out to him. I'll tell you what, man. You don't want to fuck with band people, man. Band people, like, God, dude. Like, you think they're like fucking nerds playing music and shit like that?
Yeah.
Like, those motherfuckers, they will snap on you and ruin your day.
Yeah.
I knew this guy in fucking college that was on a band scholarship, man, and I almost had to fight his ass. Like, he was crazy. He was fucking stealing his roommate's checkbook and writing himself checks to cash and then using that money to go buy acid and like other drugs and shit. Like that kid found drugs in college and he was robbing the shit out of his roommate. I'm like don't fucking go bad guys, man. They're fucking crazy. I don't want to fucking
dude, we should do some sort of contest because we're 7 minutes in and I can't remember how we got to this. We should do some sort.
Well, I was talking shit about all my work stuff that I've been so ragey lately. Like
that's right.
I am business Luke is like operating at like level 8.5 efficiency right now, and it will get to 10. And when I'm like that, dude, I am like, you just don't want to like, I could joke around and have fun with my friends, but like in a business environment, you just don't want to fuck with me. Like that's just a bad, I got nothing to lose most of the time. So like,
yeah.
I'll In a corporate environment, I'm like that kid in the school that you don't want to mess with, you know?
Yeah, that's what it seems
like.
And
I keep inviting them to fucking fuck with me, so.
Dude, I haven't talked to you all week. This is Debbie and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, man, it sucks, dude.
I know. Debbie and I were talking about it last night. She was like, how's Luke doing? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't talked to him all week. I'm like, dude, he's so busy. I've been here dealing with Penny all week, sick. We just been, both of us have been just focused on other things, and it was just, you know, how was outside of work, how was your week?
It was good, man. Like my week was basically like work hard, fight all day, like veg out on my way home listening to an audiobook because I don't want to talk to anybody. Get home, play Baldur's Gate for like an hour or two. Right. Which,
have you had sex with anybody yet?
You know, I gave up on the sex thing.
Okay, good.
Well, I can still go down that road. That's still an option. Dude, this, like, in my whole crew is like six deep now. Yeah. Everybody wants to have sex. Like this dude with these horns wanted to have sex with me. And I'm like, look, guys, we are on a fucking mission right now. We got a lot of shit on our plate. Like, I know you want to fuck. And I was like, I don't know, man. It's every time you have to go back to camp to rest. And when you go back there, it's like a fucking orgy. They're all worked up because they've been fighting monsters and people all day, and they got all this energy, and they're like, hey, we should fucking release some energy by banging.
I'm sure that's how it is in real life, too. I mean, I'm not sure that's how it is in those types of situations. All right, so what else?
Oh, dude, I'm sure the military people that listen to our podcast are like, oh, yeah, bro, we were all fucking. It's like, it's like guns and orgies is like the military's motto.
Wow, they could probably get a lot more people to sign up if they advertise it that way.
Right? Like, you want to go fucking fight with people, shoot guns, and have orgies? Come join the army. Like, fucking yeah, dude. They'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go. Orgies and killing, that's my thing.
Oh, man.
Orgies and guns.
How what else is going on in this game though? Because I am curious. Like, what is the goal other than you know, everybody's trying to have sex with you all the time? What are you trying to accomplish?
I mean, like, so there's like three acts, and I don't know what happens in act two or three, right? And I've played this game, dude, an embarrassing 50 plus hours at this point.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I played it till 2 o'clock in the morning last night. Eric from Bumbleshoots just downloaded the game. And was like, I'm playing it. And I'm like, say goodbye to your fucking social life, bro. Like, this game is... Yeah, so right now... So for the... there's three acts, right? And in the first act, you basically have this, like, worm in your brain that is normally used to control people. But for some reason, me and the people that I'm rolling with can control this worm thing. Right. It's not overtaking us. Right.
Got it.
But we still want to get this thing out of your head. So I have had two people try to get this worm out of the head where somebody had removed an eyeball. Two of my characters now have had eyeballs gouged out trying to remove this worm. Right. And had new eyeballs put in. Right. This one of them was a really shady situation, man. I found this like this little cabin. Right. And there's this like little old lady in there, and she's like, I can help you get rid of that worm. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, I kept saying, like, but you don't seem right. What's something wrong with you? Well, dude, she fucking transforms into this like hideous monster with like spikes for fingernails. And she's like, I want the worm. Let me get the worm out. So I'm like, fine, fuck it. I said, do it to her, right? Do one of the girls on my team. I didn't want it to be. I'm like, I don't trust you. But if you kill her, like, I'll fucking figure out a way to deal with this. So she goes and she rips the lady's eye out, and then she's like, oh, she's like, I can't fix that. And then she's like, sorry. And then she's like, here's a different eyeball. And then fucking she slams the eyeball in the lady's head. She's like, I am out. Good luck with that worm thing. That's not what I thought I was doing. And I was like, what the fuck, lady?
What the fuck? This game seems strange.
Dude, it's bonkers, man. I've been trying to fucking get to this goddamn tower for like 50 hours. Right, where they supposedly am supposed to find out what's going on and shit. I tried to rescue all these fucking dwarves and gnomes and tieflings last night, and they all got fucking killed trying to escape. I'm like, God damn it. Like, and now I'm trying to help these other motherfuckers, and I got to kill this guy who's immortal. And I'm like, I know this isn't going to go well for me. Like, there's no way. Like, this guy is super powerful.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my fucking God. So, yeah, I'm like get geared up for this big battle, but like, yeah, in this game, it's just bonkers, man. Like, it's the story of the game that is like the most interesting part of it. The fighting is fun, but like, usually during the fighting, I feel like I'm about to die the whole time. Like,
well, that's cool, man. So you're having fun with your game. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm having fun with the game, and I'm. I know we don't talk about shop shit really ever, right?
Yeah, sometimes, but not often.
Sometimes, but I am very excited about what's going on in my shop right now. So, like, so this weekend, I'm like all geared up. I gave away my workbench, right?
Oh yeah, the one you said you wanted to. Yeah, you said you were.
Yeah,
trying
I gave
to
it away. I don't have a workbench anymore, right?
Yeah,
I kind of wish I kept the workbench, bro. So, I'm glad my neighbor has it.
I thought you needed to make room to be able to slide everything around, though.
I did. And then when I moved everything around, I realized that just reorganizing things
would have worked.
Would have gotten me the same amount of space, right?
Oh, damn.
And like, so look at these lasers, and I'm like, I could probably fit both these lasers on this little table I have. No, dude, I can't even fit one of the fucking lasers on the table. So now I need to fucking go and make a new table for these lasers so I could start making the laser, you know, laser stuff, you know? But my new, the way I laid out my shop now is very cool. I'm very excited to...
Have you thought about doing the flip-top laser things like Dave Miller has been doing? Have you seen his flip-up laser tables?
I've seen that. The problem with that is it still requires wall space.
Yeah, but you I guess that's true. I mean, if you don't have the... I thought instead of putting a table there, you could just do two flip-up laser tables off the wall with both lasers on them, and then they could flip down and be out of the way and flip up when you needed them.
Plus, like if I thought... Don't get me wrong. I think that's a great idea. I've considered every single option, and I'm just...
How about lasers that come down from the top? How about you do tables that raise up? I'm not fucking around. You do two tables that you put on hoists that you pull up into the fucking up into the rafters, and then lower them down when you need them. Dude, that'd be genius. It would be
cool. I don't have the ceiling height for that, but it would be very cool.
I've seen your ceiling. You have enough room to hoist a flat table up into the rafters.
Dude, you know what would happen to me is I would freaking set the whole thing up and I'd be like, this is going to work great. And I'd click the button and then fucking half the table would go up. Both lasers would fall on the floor and then I'd have no lasers. Like,
no, you're smarter than that. You don't give yourself enough credit, sir. You don't give yourself enough credit. But no, it's cool. I mean, so you're making room in the shop. You could have gotten, you should have kept the table. It's gone now. Now you have to build a new one.
I mean, it still would have been, it would have worked, but it would have been a little bit too big and bulky, right, for what I need. So I'm not really making a workbench. I'm making like a table. So there's like all the laser shit has all these accessories and stuff that I got to build a drawer for. I'm like, man, every time I got to build a drawer, I'm like, this is just overkill. And then, but then I designed a drawer for my CNC table. So I'm like, I don't know. I feel like my work stuff had been overloading my brain, right?
Yeah.
And like, I'm starting to clear out a little room so I could get more creative in the shop, right? And that's why I think I'm redoing my shop again, which Jackie, my wife, hates when I do this. Because I redo my shop every year, and I'm always like, it could be so much better. And then I make all these changes, and then I'm like, it is better, but you know, I don't know. But I can't wait because, like, the thing is that I recorded a shop tour, right?
Oh, YouTube nice. Video,
okay. Before I started any of this, before I even made the paint cart, right?
Oh, okay. And, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I recorded it, but I didn't do anything. It's sitting on my computer right now, right?
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to record a second shop tour where everything is done. And I'm going to be like, here was the first one. And then immediately after, I'm going to drop the second one. Like, and here's my shop now. Right.
Why don't you just do it together? Just do like how people do those like transformation videos. Right.
So I hate
like
20 minute YouTube videos.
Oh, well, I mean, just make them shorter. You know, I mean,
then I can't show all my stuff, Ben. You got to show all your stuff.
You want ever redo your shop? You do a 10-minute video of how your shop doesn't look anymore. This is how my shop doesn't look anymore. Well, let me walk you through it and explain to you how this is not here anymore.
Well, okay. So the video, you got to realize the first video was entitled "Everything I Hate About My Shop Tour."
Got it. Okay.
Right. There you go. So I've already recorded it where I've shit all over my shop. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so now I'm like I'm ready to get back at it, but I'm going to talk about how excited I am about my shop. Yeah, I still excited. I think by the end of this year, like I'll have the whole garage fucking looking real sharp, you know, and then I could like slowly, you know, figure out new way. Like I think you know, I got to get these tables and things, this laser stuff set up. Then I got to finish organizing everything. I got so much more French cleat wall space, bro. It's crazy.
I saw that. Have you set up the laser at all? Have you even got it out of the box or anything?
Yeah, okay. No, it's in the box because I got nowhere to put it.
Yeah, I figured.
But like once I do that, then I have this one corner of my shop, which I never show on camera, which is like all the family shit. And I got to like build some shelves for that. And then once I build some shelves for that, then like I'm going to be in a really good spot. Like everything will have a spot. Everything will be clean and nice. And then like, and then I got to keep cutting down on how much wood I have. And then like I could get into building like actual real cool projects, you know?
But, are you keeping both? Or are you talking about your other new tool? I almost
the bandsaw.
Okay, you are talking about it.
I haven't. This is the first place I've mentioned it. So
okay. So are you keeping both, or have you decided yet?
No, I don't. I'm not gonna have room for it. These motherfuckers. Not Harvey. Harvey's great. I love that. The fucking delivery service. So these motherfuckers. They're like, yeah, we got your thing. You know, it's a fucking 500-pound package, and it's the size of a coffin. Right.
Yeah.
It's gigantic. Huge. Right. And like, so they're like, we're sending it to you. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So I call them on Thursday. I'm like, hey, I want to confirm that you're bringing it tomorrow. Right. And they're like, yeah, it's already on the truck. You're good to go. So like at 1:30, I'm like, yo, like at some point today, you guys coming? Like, what's the deal? And they're like, oh yeah, it's not out for delivery today. I'm like, fuck you guys. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I took today off. And they're like, well, yeah. So something happened. They're like, we could deliver it Monday. I go like, what do you want me to take Monday off too? And they're like, well, you know, we could give you notice. We'll call you 30 minutes before we're ready to arrive. I go, how about you make me the first delivery of the day and you're at my house at fucking 8:00. And they're like, we can't do that. I'm like, ugh. So they're going to be at my house supposedly at 9. So yeah, but this new saw, I don't know how much bigger it's going to be than my old saw, bro. That's the thing that is only, that's my real concern right now.
If it's the one that dude has in his shop, the dude, the Harvey dude, whatever his account is, if it's the one that he shows in his shop, that thing's massive, bro. I've seen that one in his shop.
I know the one I'm getting is massive. I know, and I have this like floor wheel mobile base for the jet I have now, right?
Yeah.
Like that thing is like maybe within 5 inches taller than me, right? It's definitely taller than me.
It's like six feet, six two or something. It's pretty tall.
Yeah, but this Harvey one is like, man, it's like, let me do some math. Yeah, dude. So like the other ones, I don't know. It's gonna be at least a few more inches taller. I mean, but I know it's gonna be wider and bigger and crazier. And I gotta get electric put in my garage, a 220 volt to run this thing.
Oh, so, damn! It's a 220 volt. Holy shnikes,
dude! It's a 3 horsepower, man. My fucking table saw is like, my table saw is like 1.25 horsepower.
You're like, gonna be able to throw full logs through that thing.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm gonna fucking, you know what I'm probably gonna do? Get a side of beef and run that through it.
You know? You could. That's what they use. Just big bandsaws, man. My dad used to tell me stories all the time because my dad was a butcher. When I was a kid, my dad, like when I was super young, before my dad took the job with my grandpa, he was a butcher. And dude, he freaking used to tell us all kinds of stories about cutting sides of beef with big ass saws and stuff. And I was like, that sounds so much fun. Sounds like so much fun.
I mean, have you seen people do that? It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I go to the butcher about him in my house. They have all the Stater brothers. They have all their band saws and stuff right out there. So you can see them cutting.
Dude, they're just running through as fast as they can push them.
Yink, 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 cutting the ribs down and stuff. So much fun. I've had some fun in my shop this week. I finished those cutting boards. I finished that meat tenderizer, got that thing sent out.
Dude, I know people love making fun of you about cutting boards, but I saw those boards, bro. Your boards are extra clean.
Thanks, man.
You are really good at making those boards, bro. Like, and your lighting and your videos were great. I was like, man, I'm like, this fucking guy.
Yeah. I'm like,
He's doing actual woodworking. I'm sitting over here just fucking posting videos of some lady singing about biscuits on my channel. I don't know what to post. It's the biscuits.
I love it, though. Yeah, I've been having fun this week. It's been I haven't been in here a ton because I've been dealing with Penny and, you know, focused on that. But when I have been in here,
dealing with Penny, what do you mean dealing with Penny?
Oh, I didn't tell you. I thought I told you at the beginning. She's got a strep throat. She's been out like of school for 3 days. Debbie's got something also. She's been sick for almost a week. So it's Frankie's birthday this week. We had his birthday on Wednesday, and we were supposed to have his party today, but we had to cancel because we have illness in the house and we can't spread that. You know what I mean? So luckily it hasn't hit him yet or anything. So that's that. We've, you know, been kind of keeping Penny away from everybody. But yeah, so that, you know, it's been a rough week in that sense. So I've been kind of dealing with her. So I haven't been out here in the shop as much as, you know, I've been kind of hanging out, babysitting, you know, keeping track of her and stuff. But she's had a fever like over 103 like three times this week. Been scary. Yeah, it's been scary at points. But yeah, no, the time I have been out here in the shop, it's been great. I've been, you know, I've been kicking ass and having fun. But anyways, Frankie's birthday is. We had enough shop talk, I think. Frankie's birthday, he got he's had some really cool stuff, right? So we got him a Hot Wheels track. Is Bubs into Hot Wheels?
Not really. You know, I want him to be more into Hot Wheels and Legos, and he's just into dumb little toys.
Okay. I'm kind of forcing stuff like that. I mean, Legos, not so much. Legos, Frankie's just, he fucking loves Legos. He's like, that's his favorite thing. And we got him some, but the Hot Wheels track we got him, which he's definitely into Hot Wheels more that we've started getting him like the tracks and stuff. You know what I mean? Like that's more fun than just driving on the ground with the cars. But yeah, dude, this Hot Wheels track, it's got like a 28-inch loop. And it's fucking, so you get multiple cars to go in there at the same time and they crash, and it's just, he's having a blast with that. And then the Lego sets, we've got him a couple Lego sets, and he got the new, it's new to him. He got a TIE bomber, like the TIE fighter, with the two sides. So he's playing with it yesterday, right? And I walk in the room and he's like, got it going on. And he also has the Falcon, right? He's got the Millennium Falcon that he built last year.
So he's
now battling, right? And he's like, Dad, dude, check it out. John Solo's fucking fighting. I was like, who? He's all John Solo. He's fighting the TIE bomber. And I was like, Franklin, it's Han Solo. He's like John Solo. Like he keeps forgetting to call that his name's Han. He keeps calling him John Solo, and I was like, this is fucking killing me.
Han's younger brother, John Solo.
So yeah, he's been having a blast with all these toys and the Legos, and we built that set on. It's a bummer that Bubs isn't into building Legos more, man. That's so much fun.
You know, he does it sometimes, and like he likes the Duplo stuff still, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, you're so creative, man. Like, why don't you ever like try to flex that? And he's just like, he's just so lazy, man. Yeah. You know? Dude, fucking Ellie, goddamn that girl, like Thursday night, she leans in and to me at the kitchen table, we're having dinner, and she goes, Dad, I know your secrets. I'm like, what is it this time? I'm like, exactly. I'm like, what the fuck is it this time? Like, she's like, I know Santa Claus isn't real. And I was like, looked at her, I was like, what? She goes, oh yeah, that's not your only secret. I'm like, oh really? She goes, yeah, Tooth Fairy isn't real either.
Oh,
I'm like, who the fuck's telling you all this? And Bubs is like, what are you guys talking about? And Ellie's like, and I see Ellie getting ready. I go, don't you fucking say that out loud right now. I'm like, just because you know, it doesn't mean he knows. Don't ruin that at the kitchen table right now, right before dinner. Like, fucking not. This now is not the place for that.
No.
She's going to tell him. The second he gets excited for Santa Claus, she is going to crush his dreams.
God, I hope she doesn't. That's a bummer.
Will, and then she'll say to me, I didn't know. I didn't mean it. And I'm like, fuck you, man. You did. Like, we talked about this. Like,
Frankie is non-trusting when it comes to, like, the tooth fairy and shit like that, right? So, Penny just lost a tooth last week. And a week went by since a week went by, he goes, Penny, I heard him the other day. He goes, Penny, next time your tooth falls out, you can't tell mom and dad. I'm like, and I said, why don't you want her to tell us? And he goes, cause that way we know if the tooth fairy is real or not. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, cause I don't know if I trust it. He's, I don't know if I believe it. I was like, dude, it's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, how? I don't know. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Frankie's, I mean, do you hard sell him at that point on the tooth fairy? Or you just kind of like back off? Because at some point, he's going to be confirmed on that. And he's like, motherfucker, we talked about this.
Yeah. You've been lying to me this whole time.
Yeah.
Most kids just let it go. I think when they find out, they just like, you know, you kind of just outgrow it. But yeah, now that I've had the conversation with him, he's going to hold this against me probably. He'll be like, motherfucker, I told you so. I knew it the whole time. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
And then he'll be like, what else are you lying to me about?
Yeah.
That's the shit Ellie does. It's like, she's like, oh, if you're lying to me about this, it means you're lying to me about other shit.
Oh man.
You need to fucking chill. Dude, she asked me to play it. She asked me yesterday to download this game for her on her iPad. And she goes, it won't let me download it. It says it's 17 plus. You know, and I'm like looking at it and I go, well, it looks normal. It's like this game where you just pick everyone's life decisions, right?
Yeah.
And like, so I Google it, right, to see like, is this really bad for kids? And everybody was like, oh hell yeah. They're like, there's sexual content in there, there's drug content, like you can make your fucking self drop out of school when you're in the fifth grade. They're like,
what?
They're like, yeah, like you could make any, you know, like if you just want to ruin your life, you could just ruin your fucking life with this game. Oh, and yeah, dude, and like I look at her and I was like, look, sweetie, I'm like, I would rather you find a different game to play. And she just kind of looked at me like, why? I'm like, because there's like a lot of stuff in here you don't need to know. And she's like, well, why not? And I said, Ellie, I just told you some shit that you borderline don't need to know, right? Because I want to trust you, right? So when I tell you you're not ready, just fucking let it go. I'm like, you'll find out one day, I promise. Like, just focus on something else right now.
She's like, in a hurry. She's in a hurry to grow up, sounds like.
Oh, she is in a hurry to grow up, and Bubs is not even at all motivated to grow up.
Yeah. Boys.
I love you, bro.
Girls are different than boys. Girls are always different.
Dude, she said some fucking kid logic to me. What was it, the thing? Oh, yeah. This is I wrote it down, right? She goes, then I got an interesting thing that I got to tell you that I learned about kids. Okay, she said, I feel like I didn't, even though I know I didn't. Right?
I feel like I didn't, even though I know I didn't.
No, she's like, I feel like I did, even though I know that I didn't. And it was about something like, did you do something? Right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I feel like I didn't. I didn't do it, even though I know that I did it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you say you know you did it. But you feel like you didn't do it? I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude. But yeah. So, but here's the other thing. So she came up to me this week and she's like, Dad, I had a really crazy dream last night. Right?
Yeah.
So, and this is interesting to me because when I was a kid, and even now, I have really wild dreams. Right? And I even learned how to control my dreams a little bit. Right. So like I could be in a dream and realize it's a dream. Right. And then just start fucking with everything. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so I'm trying to tell her she could do that stuff. But she tells me this dream. Right. She's like, and she was like, it's, you know, it's about boats and docks. And she's like, she got separated from her mom. And like, and she's like, and then I got out the, and there's all this weird stuff about boats and all that stuff. She's like, and there was, and then she made this one comment. She's like, and then, you know, and then I saw that, she goes, there was two old people there. And I was like, huh? I go, so like in your dream, right? Is it all kids? like, is everybody like your age? Right.
Yeah.
And she's She's like, yeah. So like the old people, you know, and like she goes, well, there was mom. But she goes, then the old people were, you know, were in there too. But really, it was all kids. And I was thinking to myself, like, when I dream, it's always people my age. Right. Like, I'm up, it's within my age range, you know?
Okay.
Like, there's never kids in my dream, right? And, like, there's never, like, I remember having dreams that my parents were in when I was young, but, like, I can't remember last time I had a dream with my parents in it, right?
Yeah.
And like, ever since I've been using that sleep apnea machine, I don't dream barely at all anymore. But, you know, it just was interesting to me, the whole age thing. With dreaming,
like how old you are versus, I mean, well, you said you don't dream now because of the sleep apnea thing, but when you were before the sleep apnea thing as an adult, you still had a lot of dreams. I don't feel like I dream very much. I don't know if it's the weed that
it's probably because you're getting a better night's sleep. Because like the dream shit happens like in between you being in a nice restful sleep. And like you being awake, like there's this whole like
got it
REM sleep thing.
I forget what it's called.
When you're in that zone, you're like a little bit lucid, right, whatever. Yeah. And that's when your subconscious is just like, hey, let's fucking play weird games, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do have dreams. Like, I mean, I remember them every once in a while, but I don't remember. I definitely think I used to dream a lot more when I was younger than I do. Plus,
some people dream in black and white; they don't even dream in color.
That's so crazy. Can you imagine? I don't know if that's I dream in color for sure. But that would be a trip. Like, okay, what was that movie? Pleasantville. Do you remember Pleasantville?
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Where they went back and it was all black and white.
Mm-hmm.
dude, that's crazy, man. Yeah, dreams are nuts. Dreams are a trip, man. Like, it's so crazy. Go ahead.
I can't believe some people have made a career out of interpreting dreams.
That's such a fucking scam, dude. I love that so much. Oh, this is what this means. Oh, really? That's what it means. The bear means that I like this, and it's just so funny. I watched so last week or 2 weeks ago or something. I told you I was so confused by Ahsoka.
Yes,
right. I told my friend Jeff, who's also a Star Wars nerd. I was like having the same kind of conversation with him about it, and. He's like one of my old like football buddies, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. He was like, dude, I got the perfect thing for you. And he sent me a video, and it was a 13-minute video or something like that, mm-hmm. on YouTube. And it basically caught me up. It started from the very beginning of like the Clone Wars and all that shit and all the stuff. And it walked me through the whole thing. And it was basically exactly what you were saying. I mean, it followed basically what you were telling me, but it was a little more easy to follow. And then once I got
my rambling nonsense about Star Wars shit, how is that possible?
And then once I got to the end of it, I was like, okay, cool. And then I watched all of Ahsoka that's available so far. I've seen them all. And I love it, man. It's a great, great show. I'm really enjoying it now.
I had to do the same thing for my buddy. He was like, I've watched 3 episodes now, and I feel like I have missed everything. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of stuff that they just kind of throw at you and make sure, and they just assume you're going to make the connection. And there's a lot of little details that you don't. Well, after you watch the YouTube video that catches you up on stuff, you're like, oh, okay, like that all makes more sense now. So like, great show. Acting's great. The storyline's been good. I've been really enjoying it. The way it ended. The last episode I've seen, I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't want to give away any spoilers or anything for anybody who hasn't seen it, but I was kind of surprised that they ended it the way they've ended it. Or where is there more episodes coming? Or is that
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what the funny thing is that so I know your video, right, that you watched, okay, covered the basics. Right, there's too much to cover in a 13-minute video to cover everything, right?
No, of course.
So you know that droid with the orange head and the little arms that come out of his thing?
Yes, is that the? I've been trying to figure out which is the one that kills everybody.
That's him.
That's him. Chopper. He's the one.
He's got a body count of over 50,000 people.
Because he seemed in the show, he doesn't seem like a badass robot.
He's not. They haven't. He's not like he's a different kind of mass murderer, bro. Like he is a for real, war criminal, right?
So how did he end up with General Zindala? Is that what's her name?
Yeah, Hera. Hera Zindula, I think her name is
Zindula. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
How did he end up with her? Do they explain that in?
Yeah, they kind of.
Or are they just kind of throwing them together in this show?
No. So she, when she was young, she basically rebuilt him from parts and shit. So
he had been destroyed. He kind of like did all the like murder. Remember, did all the murdering happen prior?
The murdering happened after they were fucking rebel. When they were rebels, bro. Like,
oh, so together they've been. Okay, I got
it. Yeah, like they would be like, hey, they painted him a lot of times to look like Empire droids, right? So like when they were trying to infiltrate places, they would paint him sometimes, right? They'd be like, okay, we need to go in there and like get the shields down, right? So he'd like sneak in there and he's like, burp, 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 burp. He talks like that the whole time. Burp, burp,
burp, burp, yeah, burp, yeah, burp, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like he would do his job, but then he would fucking like, you know, towards the end of the episode, like he would just set the ship to self-destruct and be like, all right, let's go. And like, they're like, whoa, bro, like what the fuck? And they'd like escape. And then like a ship full of like 10,000 people would explode, you know, or like he'd set one ship to ram into another ship. Like he just was good. Like a few times, like they would like another droid would help them in the episode. Right. And like one time, like they fucking get, this droid is with them and the whole crew is on the ship. It's the end of the episode. And they're like, and they're flying, right? And they're like, you know, two of the characters are talking, and they're like, man, droid, you did a great job. Like, we really appreciate your help. And then Chopper fucking pushes him through like a Bombay door, and the droid just falls to his death. And he's like, I'm the only droid on this ship, bro. Like, this is just how it go. He is an asshole.
At first, I was gonna say maybe he just doesn't understand. Like he's a droid, right? So like the idea of killing a bunch of people doesn't like register, right? So like just he's like, we have a problem, solve the problem by fucking destroying it, right? He's just like zeros and ones, you know what I mean? Yeah, zeros and ones.
If you just search, what is Chopper's body count, right?
Yeah,
it says it's roughly 50,000, right?
Yeah.
And he's tried to kill like main characters on the show before. Like,
that's so funny,
you know. But it's I don't know. I'd have to like dig into this, but like,
yeah.
He's killed a lot of people. Like, that's crazy. He's killed more people than almost everybody in Star Wars. So
anyways, good show. I've been enjoying it. We don't have to keep talking more about it unless you want to.
There's one part about it that I want to talk about, but it would be a spoiler for, it's like kind of like a spoiler. So it wouldn't ruin anything, but it's like a whole, it's like a throwaway line in the show. So are you all the way up to speed?
Yeah, I'm caught up. I'm at the, you know, yes. I'm,
so like when they're traveling, I'm not going to see how they're traveling. When Ahsoka and the droid are traveling to go get Ezra, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. When they're sitting there telling stories, and the droid goes, well, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yes, 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 yes.
Dude, I noticed that. I saw people online, they were like, is the entire Star Wars franchise just this droid telling a story to Ahsoka? Right?
Interesting, because they talk about three stories.
Right.
Right? He talks about three stories. So is that the first three movies?
That's what the theory is that like those movies are the recap of his story to Ahsoka on that ship.
That's what
from his perspective. That's which is crazy. Like, which I know is like, it's fun to put that shit in there, and I know it wasn't like that originally, but like, that shit happens, and I'm just like, that's why it's like it's for people who just like get into Star Wars, right? Like, it just goes so deep.
I also feel like sometimes they might put stuff like in that in there just to like fuck with people's heads, right? And he's like, imagine if we have the droid say in a galaxy far, far away, like people's heads are gonna fucking explode, right? They're gonna fucking
dude, they for sure do that. I mean, for me, who's watched all the Rebels shit, like when they were all teaming up, dude, it was like fucking like a Blues Brothers, man, where they're getting the band back together, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, now you got Ezra, you know, and like I've heard some inklings of what, like, I think we're going to see what's really up with Ezra in this next episode. And I think he's going to blow some people's minds.
Well, right? When are they going to team up with Luke too? And I don't want to go any farther.
So Luke is in there somewhere.
He's in the middle of the, like he's in his prime right now, right? At this point in the show.
Yeah. This is when he's building the Jedi Temple. You know,
Jedi
Temple. So I don't know. They've announced that there's a movie coming out called Heir of the Empire with Thrawn in it, right?
Yeah.
And I would not be surprised if it would be cool if Luke Skywalker was a part of that, right?
He's gotta be. You know, I think so.
But Thrawn is like, you do not want to fuck with that guy. He's like me when I'm at work. You do not want to fuck with Thrawn.
Yeah, he's very he's very quick to cut bait. I'll tell you that much. I'll just say that. You know.
Dude, he's a master manipulator.
Like, yeah.
Dude, he's fucking. Yeah, he's real quick to cut bait. If there is something out there that could fuck with his plans, he's out.
Nope. So. I'm out. All right. So enough Star Wars talk.
Fine.
Let's talk about. Did you know that there's a Guinness Book of World Record that just happened? I don't know if you saw this recently. It just happened a couple days ago, and I'm curious if you think you could beat it.
Ooh,
It's food related. It's food related.
Okay.
So a couple days ago, an Indian man, and that's how the story was written. Drank a Capri Sun, a full Capri Sun. You got to start with it. You know, not open. This includes taking the straw off, poking the straw in, and drinking it in 8.2 seconds. He put it down.
I cannot beat that, and I'll tell you why. Yeah. There's never been a scenario where I got that straw off and out of that cellophane and into that Capri Sun in under 2 minutes. So like the fact of how do you get that straw off and stab it in that thing? And suck the entire thing out through that thing. Like if you said, hey, you could just cut a knife and suck the whole thing down, right? Like, I think I could beat that. But like, no, like getting that straw out of that cellophane and through that, it's like fucking, sorry, it's a Star Wars reference. It's like shooting a torpedo through a vent hole on the Death Star, bro. It's like that thing, that straw is like 2 millimeters, right? That fucking hole is 2.1 millimeters.
Yeah, no, that's so funny.
Why, you think you could beat it?
No, I thought the same thing when I saw him. I was like, he was so fast.
I could beat you, though.
He was so fast. Well, you probably could. He was so fast at pulling the straw off and putting it in. That was the most impressive. I'm surprised. It's funny that you brought that up because that's exactly what I thought. I was like, I've never had that much success getting the straw in. I always like have to like poke it and like it doesn't poke in the first time, and then I have to turn it and then
you poke it, it goes through the back.
Yes, I've done that many times.
Did he go through the hole or did he just go through like the side?
He made it. It was perfect. It was a perfect transition. He popped it. I mean, you could see him struggle. I should have sent you the video.
He struggled with it too.
If you go on Guinness, do you have your phone with you? If you go on the Guinness Book of World Records,
I mean, like, how many Capri Suns you got to drink to do that?
If you go on their page, it's right there, like a few videos in. You can see him, and he crushes it, dude. It's
fastest
so fast.
Time to drink a Capri Sun, May 16th, 8.02 seconds in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens. Yeah, dude. I could not get that fucking cellophane off that fast. His reaction
is great too after he nails it.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, come on.
He struggles a little bit, like getting it in even, but he is pretty fast.
Yeah, dude, I have to.
Did you see it? Has it come up?
Is there any Guinness where it's, I don't know, the videos, the website's loading slow. So, is there any world records? Oh, dude, the previous record was 10.41 seconds.
I know.
New fact, 1 week ago. Oh, fuck. Of course the article's on Facebook.
Dude, just go on the Instagram page. It's on the Instagram page. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Oh, my God. I mean, I have the video right here. I can just show it to you.
But... show it to me. Oh, yeah, he did struggle. His face at the end is great. Like, look, no, nothing in my mouth. That's fucking
yeah,
shit, dude.
Yeah.
Right, I got a question. Like, whoa.
The fastest beer chug is 1.3 seconds for 33 ounces of beer. 33 ounces of beer.
Dude, that's somebody without a gag reflex.
I don't even think that's like, I don't know how that's possible, but
dude, it's basically you're pouring it down your throat as fast as you would pour it down a drain.
Yeah. It's just his throat just opens up like a fucking, like a pipe. Basically.
You got to do throat stretching exercises for that.
I don't even want to know how he trains for that.
Okay. So I realized something about myself. Look, I know we're getting close to the end. I realized something about myself this week, right?
Yeah.
That I have a skill, right? But I don't know how I do it, right? So I was smoking a bowl, right? Uh-huh. And I realized that sometimes I'll take a hit off it and I'll blow out and I blow a smoke ring.
Right? Oh, yeah. I have a buddy who can do that really well.
But I realized after I blew it, I was like, how did I do that? And I do it a lot, right?
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know how I do it, right?
So, how, like, you if learned, you said, or like, you don't
no,
know,
I don't
like...
know how to do it. I don't know how to do it, right? So, like, I do it, but I don't know how to do it. So, if you said, Luke, blow a smoke ring, right? Here's a pipe.
Wait, time out. You're hitting it. It's when you pull the pipe away from your mouth. Smoke ring, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I know exactly. I've had that happen to me. I totally know what you're talking about.
If you said, hey, blow a smoke ring, could you do it?
No. I don't know how I don't know how it happens, but I know the phenomenon that you're talking about because I've witnessed it with my own eyes. But yeah,
and you're like, cool, crazy. I blew a smoke ring, right? But you're like, I have no fucking idea how I did that.
Yeah. It is funny. No, but I have a buddy who can really do it like all the time. Like he's that good. Like, and he'll like fucking blow like one, and then he'll blow another one, and it'll go around that one.
Oh, dude, I've seen those people who do like the smoke art, right?
Yeah,
they like shotgun out fucking rings and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. It is nuts.
I've seen people also do that kind of shit underwater. Or they like they'll blow rings in the water and like fucking play with them and manipulate them and shit.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
I don't know. Dude, I love stupid human tricks, right?
All right, let's go through a list of mouthwatering favorite things that people eat really fast, okay? Okay. So I have a list of things. 28. What's the how should we do this? Okay, well, I'll just tell you the list, I guess. Don Lehrman has a record of 5 minutes of eating 28 ounces of butter, right? That's the fastest. These are all world records.
Oh, so these are like Guinness records of food stuff.
Yeah.
And speed related.
Yeah. So 28 ounces of butter in 5 minutes.
So like just raw butter. So it's 28 ounces. How many sticks of butter is that? Hold on. How many ounces in a stick of butter? So one stick of butter is 4 ounces. How many ounces did you say he ate?
28 ounces.
Holy shit, dude. That's 7 sticks of butter in how long?
5 minutes.
In 5 minutes.
That's such a weird...
That feels like they could have done that. That guy who could chug the beer could be just stuffing sticks of butter down his throat.
Oh yeah, he's just swallowing sticks of butter. 36 live cockroaches in 60 seconds.
I mean, why anybody would want that? Like, can you imagine telling somebody that? Like, who does that story impress?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I was saying these are crazy. 57 cow brains in 15 minutes. This is like, who would eat this up?
Fucking Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah. Joey Chestnut, obviously, 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 408 ounces of kale in 8 minutes. Like, that sounds like torture to
that's
me.
That's something like, that's not a thing.
128 ounces of mayonnaise in under 8 minutes.
Hold on. 128 ounces of mayonnaise in under 8 minutes. Hold that's on. How I'm many saying. Ounces in a jar of mayo?
That sounds so gross, dude.
So, how many ounces did you say?
128 ounces.
So, a jar of Hellman's is 30 ounces. So that is over 4 ounces of over 4 jars of Hellman's. In how long?
8 minutes, I said.
I mean, how much do you hate your shit? What does that do to your shit afterwards, dude? Does it like slide out perfectly? Like it's so well lubricated that you don't even feel it come out?
All right, here's the one I think that I was.
Does it come out like mayonnaise, but brown?
Here's the one I thought you might be able to beat, and I was curious. Okay. 12-inch a whole 12-inch pizza in 23 seconds.
Oh, I mean, 12 inches. I can eat a whole 12-inch pizza, but in 23 seconds, like logistically, how does that even work? Like, like if you could bite and not chew and just swallow, you'd have to fucking fold that pizza in half twice, right?
Yeah.
And then you...
He used a fork, it says. So he cut it up and then used a fork to eat it that fast.
I couldn't even cut the goddamn pizza that fast.
How fast can you... Is his hand moving? Like that seems like... He did so how using fast a can knife...
He if he I gotta go to work in like 5 minutes. Like I can crank it out twice in that time.
How can you move your hand to your face that fast? Like, I mean, 12 inches isn't that big though. Round like a pizza isn't that, you know, 12 inch pizza isn't.
I mean, it's not, but still, it's fucking whole pizza, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you said like 2 minutes, I'd be like, maybe.
Yeah, 23 seconds seems pretty fast. Are you a bathtub guy? Like, are you are you a plumbing dude? Like, do you do plumbing? Like, if you need plumbing done? No.
I hate plumbing. Yeah. I don't like electrical, and I hate plumbing. And I hate painting. Those are, like, the big three.
I had Debbie, my man card was, like, being challenged this week. And I failed a little bit. And not only because, like, I felt like this is something I should have known. I'm just an idiot. Yeah. So, which you guys all know, we've been putting Penny in the bathtub, right? Because she gets the 103 temperature. Like, we got to throw her in the tub. So she's had like fucking like 6 baths in the last 3 days. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To fight this temperature, to the fever. I mean, and yesterday we've been usually putting it in her bath or the kids' bathtub. But last night I was, or yesterday morning at like 4 a.m, we went to go, I went in to check on her temp and she was over 103 and I was just like, holy shit. And her bathtub, their bathtub just doesn't like get super cold. The water, like for some reason, and not there's something wrong with the divider or whatever that thing's called. Like I need to get that fixed, but our bathtub gets a little cooler. So I took her into our bathtub. But we're missing I don't know, 6-7 months ago, the metal thing that goes, you know, you have the thing that the spout, and then above the spout or below the spout, there's that metal.
Yeah, like if you fill it up too much, it's a drain.
Yeah, so you know what it is. I had no fucking clue what that thing was. At 4 a.m, my brain wasn't working. So like that metal cap thing had popped off. Like had the screws had come loose or something. And I've been meaning to replace it and I haven't, but the thing that you plug your tub with is like the same exact size. So I've just been like kind of sticking that, the plug thing in that hole, right? And so it's just been sitting there in that hole. Like, we don't take baths. Like, we never take baths. I'm a shower guy. Debbie's a shower guy or a shower person.
Did you flood the fucking bathroom?
No, well, the tube is there, right? And I didn't know what, like, in my brain, I didn't know what the fuck it was. Like, I've never thought about it. I'm just an idiot. And so the water's coming up, and it gets up to that hole. And I'm like, Penny, turn off the water. It's going to overflow. Like, it's going to, and I'm like freaking out. And Debbie's like, what is your problem? Like, what is wrong? You realize that that's like an overflow, right? The water just goes down the drain. Like, it doesn't pour out behind the bathtub into the wall or something. And I'm just like, oh, I guess I never thought about it. I'm just like,
what did you think it was?
I thought it was just a hole. Like, I don't know, man. I'm just like, I
still just have extra holes for no reason.
I literally have never thought about it before. You know what I mean? I don't do plumbing. I've never put a bathtub in. I do like plumbing a little bit, but not like, I've never put a bathtub in. I've never,
yeah, like, I don't take places sink a faucet.
I don't take baths. So it's not like I'm a bath connoisseur. I don't know. I just, my
Debbie
brain
rolled into work the next day and was like, you would not believe the shit my fucking husband thought.
Oh, bro. She's told so many people. We were on the phone with, we did a FaceTime with Lucas and Dre last night. And like, one of the first things out of her mouth was like, she had to tell this whole story. She thought it was hilarious. And oh man, I'm going
to
be hearing about that.
Can you get her to record herself telling the story so we can play it on the podcast?
Oh, bro, I'm sure she would love that. Are you kidding me?
Text her right now. Fucking, hey, Debbie. Can you record yourself talking about Ben and this fucking faucet thing?
Okay, wait. Before we go, we have to pay something off. So
we got the food thing this week, too.
Yeah, the new segment.
Yes.
So okay. let's pay that off.
I got your wife queued up in a text. I'll remember to text her when I'm done with this.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So we got another food description coming in hot. This one came in from our boy Murdoch, from Pine and Elite Woodworks. By the way, I just, he was trying to talk smack in the comments on my post, and he said I was going to say something about your mom, but I know your mom's a really sweet lady. And I said, I'm going to fucking sick my mom on you to troll the fuck out of you. Think she's sweet and nice? I'm like, she does a great job of convincing people that she is, but she's savage, dude, too.
Speaking of your way, hold on, before you go. Before you do that, your mom is, dude, she is killing me this week. She sent me something I am going to make probably. I got to go buy the bacon. I don't have the bacon right now or else I would have made it this morning.
Oh, she sent me that shit. She's like, I sent this to Ben. He's going to make this.
Oh, bacon pancakes? Are you serious right now? Oh, my God, dude. You dip you cook the bacon. Once it's done, then you dip it in batter and then you throw it on the grill and you cook them and they're little pancakes with bacon centers. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Dude, my mom is going to make us, she's going to make you fat.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Elise. I appreciate you.
Here is the meal. Ready?
Yep.
My brothers in Christ, the Lord's breakfast is something that truly could have only been made while fully hallucinating due to a lack of food and sleep. The Lord's breakfast consisted of a Belgian waffle, 4 slices of New York cheesecake, cookie dough ice cream, strawberry topping, and whipped cream. Now, some of you might think that this is something, you know, ridiculous that you would never make or anything. But no, upon returning from training, I ate that. I ate the Lord's breakfast. And I nearly was sent to heaven because I ended up in a diabetic coma and passed out for like 8 hours. All
right, so let's start it off.
And sleep.
All right, hold on.
Lord's breakfast consisted of a Belgian waffle, 4 slices of New York cheesecake.
All right, let's stop it there. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this is all on one plate, not in like one pile of food.
Yeah, I assume he's making it. And first off, where does he get it all? Like, who has 4 pieces of cheesecake?
He's works for
the
army.
Is that a commissary? Right? Is this at a commissary?
Yeah, it's gotta be a commissary.
Okay.
Yeah. So he rolls through. Here's the way I picture it in my head. He rolls through. Okay. He's fucking tired. He's hungry. He goes through the buffet line, throws a waffle on his plate.
Obviously high, too, because you don't eat like this in the Chick-fil-A.
No. Then he throws four slices of cheesecake on there, right? And then it was like cookie dough ice cream. Hold on.
Cookie dough ice cream, strawberry topping, and whipped cream.
Yeah.
Strawberry top. So that must be like a syrup, right? Like a strawberry syrup, I'm assuming.
No, strawberry topping is going to be it's going to be like strawberries in syrup. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Like it is a cheesecake topping. Hold on. But I'm going to Google what is the Lord's breakfast. Because he might have been
naming it himself, the Lord's breakfast. He might have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There is a thing because the Lord's called the Lord's breakfast. So, which is not what he described. It's
cracker and wine,
like the sacrament of Christ and wine. Yeah. Some shit like that. I respect it. You know, he's a Jesus fearing man, I think. So imagine him throws a waffle on the plate, throws a cheesecake on his plate. His buddy probably makes fun of him. And he says, fuck you. And he throws three more slices of cheesecake on the plate. Right. And then at that point, what do? Say no to the cookie dough ice cream? No, fucking throw that on there too. Then he throws the strawberry topping on there, and then he puts whipped cream over the whole thing, right?
Now, is this a breakfast? Is this a breakfast? I'm curious. Was this a breakfast? In my head, I'm picturing a commissary, right? I'm picturing how it's laid out. I'm picturing you go through stations, right? You go through a breakfast. There's like a breakfast station maybe, and then there's maybe like the dessert station at the end, right? So he went straight. Was it waffle? And then he walked directly to the breakfast station.
Yeah, he had to pass right up all the breakfast meats and he had to pass up the fucking eggs and toast.
Yeah, how did the bacon not make the plate? You know what I mean? Like, you got to have salty and sweet in there. That's how it's.
I mean, you realize he's like 22 years old, right?
Four pieces of cheesecake. That's got to be. Can you imagine how heavy that meal was? First off, a Belgian waffle. If it's a Belgian waffle, it's, that's an inch and a half thick, right? So that's that's a good size waffle. And then you got four pieces of cheesecake. And if it's good, if it's cheesecake,
right? It's
what did that plate weigh? I would have loved to know what that plate weighed.
Dude, I could Google how much is a slice of cheesecake weigh.
Because four pieces of cheesecake, that's gotta weigh a lot. And then the ice cream, how much ice cream are we talking? Are we talking a scoop? Are we talking half of a gallon? Like, was it a soft serve?
No, he said it was cookie dough ice cream. So it's got to be scoop.
Ice cream. So that's got chunks in it.
But it does say here that I don't know how many grams are in a pound or whatever, but it does say a slice of cheesecake is 500 calories, right?
Oh,
So
2,000 calories. That's 2,000 calories just in the cheesecake, not including the waffle. Okay.
A Belgian waffle. Is going to be 400 calories. Okay.
All right. So we're at 2,400.
Right. And then,
because that's normal. That's like a normal day for a guy my size. Like 2,400 calories. A
scoop of cookie dough ice cream. Right. One scoop, which, I mean, who eats one scoop? Right. It's usually not.
You have four pieces of cheesecake. You're not having one scoop of ice cream.
So it's 500 calories per scoop of ice cream.
Okay, so I'm thinking he had at least three scoops. I'm saying to cover the surface area of the cheesecake, he's going to put probably at least three scoops of ice cream. I would say. Yeah. So we're at 4,400 calories.
Well, yeah, okay. And then you got the strawberry topping, right?
Oh, wait, you said 500 per scoop. So that's 1,500 plus 4,000. So 1,500
ice cream. It's 2,000 in cheesecake, right?
That's 3,500
plus another 400 for the waffle.
We're at 3,900 calories just with that.
Okay. And then strawberry topping, according to Calorie King, that's not right.
I'm guessing it's got to be.
One tablespoon. Of strawberry topping is 50 calories. Okay. Let's say he put a half cup on there, right?
Oh, it'll, yeah.
Yeah.
You do a half cup. He's got a little more than a half a cup of topping on there. again.
Okay, so if we said it was 50 calories, right? A full cup of strawberry topping is going to be, let me do the quick math on this, 800 calories. If you put a whole cup of it. So like if you took like a ladle, right? A giant ladle, okay? And you just dumped it on top, right? Let's just ballpark it at 500 calories, right?
Okay,
it could be up to 800, but we're going to say 500.
So we're at 4,400 calories so far.
And of that, 90% of it is sugar and fat.
It's all sugar and fat. What are you talking about? I guess there's a little bit of what? He's getting a little bit of carb from the waffle that also has sugar in it. You know what I mean? So,
dude, can you imagine sitting down and eating that?
No. Dude, there's no way. Like, I love a good dessert, but I couldn't. There's no, I mean, I would maybe attempt to eat some of it, but there's no way I can finish that. No.
Dude, it's, I couldn't imagine eating like close to 5,000 calories of sugar.
He said he went into a diabetic coma after that and slept for 12 hours. That I believe.
Which I doubt. I think he's also young. So his body's a little bit bulletproof. Plus he's in the military. So like, God knows what they're feeding him. Right.
I mean, I used to eat a lot, right? When I was young, right? I'd go to In-N-Out and I could get a 4x4 and, you know, fries, large Coke, shake, you know what I mean? And like walk out of there feeling like I didn't eat anything. You know, I get that. You know what I mean? When you're young, but that's fucking, dude, come on. That could kill somebody. That plate of food could literally send somebody into a, like, insulin overload, or whatever you call it, a sugar overload.
Well,
oh my god,
wait, hold on. So I had a buddy, oh no, that's not the record I'm looking for. I had a buddy that used to tell me regularly that he could eat an entire cheesecake.
Yeah, I there's no way I could do that. Like, I love cheesecake, don't get me wrong, but it's just, I mean, after
you
a while,
eat an entire cheesecake.
No, I don't think I could. It's too sweet. That's my problem.
Oh, bro,
I
love... Here's a video of a dude eat an entire cheesecake, which is 5,300 calories in 60 seconds.
Oh, see, yeah. See, I just think it's too sweet for me. Like, I don't think I could get through it. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, oh, after like half of it, I'd be like, I just gotta get more down. But
oh my god.
I definitely like to try 13
slices of New York cheesecake in 1 minute. Holy shit, dude! Like, can you imagine what would happen to your body if you ate that Lord's breakfast that he talked about? Right, like when would you poop next? Would it be that day, or would it be like seven times the next day?
I think it'd be like within 15 minutes. You would get like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, dude, my stomach would not feel good after that. It would be like, nope.
I would poop within 15 minutes. And then I would poop again twice that day and like seven times the next day.
Yeah. Every 15 minutes after that.
And it would look like if you took a cheesecake and you pushed it through a cheese grater.
Jesus. I don't need the visual. But
I mean, like, man. I don't know like what the biggest thing I've ever eaten is. Right?
I mean, I'd probably go pizza. Like, I've eaten a lot.
Yeah, I know
pizza.
In college I've eaten a whole large pizza.
Yeah. You know? I mean, pizza is probably like the in one sitting.
I could
sitting,
probably still eat a whole large pizza. It's
yeah, in one sitting, if I was really. I ate half a pizza last night. I'm not even kidding. Debbie took Penny to the urgent care, and Frankie was home with me. He ate two pieces. I ate the other half, and then Debbie came home and ate some. Penny didn't eat, but yeah, I ate probably, what's a half of an extra large pizza? Is that like?
I don't know. It's probably slices? 20 calories. You're good. No, it's four slices.
No. An extra large pizza?
I came up with the best way to slice pizza. Okay,
you reinvented the wheels, basically? I mean,
I came up with the best way to slice pizza, right? And I tried videoing it last night, and I got to check the video to see if it looks good or not. Otherwise, I'm going to set up a tripod next week, right? But I found the best way to slice pizza, okay?
Okay, so I'm in.
So instead of you slicing it right down the middle to start with, right? Okay?
Do you have one of those rocking things?
No, I got the fucking... I got the metal disc with the shitty handle. So, okay, here's what you do, right?
Yeah.
You cut a strip that's like 3 inches wide right down the center of the pizza. Okay?
Got it. Okay.
So in Chicago, the square cut pizza is called tavern style, right?
Oh.
So now you've got a round one, two sides of the round one. Right. And then you get the strip down the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
You cut the ones on the round side like a normal slices pizza. Of pizza. But then you take the strip down the middle and you cut that into four squares. Right.
Yeah.
Now you have a combination of you go from 8 slices to 12 slices. Right. And you go from it all being triangles to now people have options. There's two slices in there that are no crust. All pizza, right? And then you got two square ones, right? And I did it last night, and I was curious. And Bubs comes with his first plate of pizza, and he had a triangle one and a square one on it. And I said, do you like the way I cut the pizza? And he was like, oh, yeah. He was like, sometimes I just want a slice that has no crust, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so I got that option. But Homeboy also ate 3/4 of that pizza last night, so...
Frankie likes the no crust. He doesn't. He's a fucking weird kid. He'll eat the pizza, right? All the way up to the crust. Then he takes the crust and he opens it up and just eats the inside part of the crust and leaves the shell, like the outer shell. He leaves that on the, I don't know what it is. It's just weird. Like, I don't know. Like, I like the crunch of the crust. You know what I mean? I like the crunchy, like the outside part. It's just funny to like,
in college, right? I did a variation of that, right? So anytime I'd order Papa John's pizza, right?
Yeah.
I would order it with extra pepperoncinis, right?
Yeah.
So they'd fucking throw a handful of them in there, right? It always comes with two, but they throw like a half dozen in there, right?
Yeah.
And what I would do is I'd eat it all the way up to the crust, and then I would split the crust open, and I would lay in the peppers inside of the crust. Right.
Oh,
and you eat the crust with the pepper in it, and it's like a pepper bread, and it's so good. And dip it in that fucking like
the garlic
the
sauce,
the pure cholesterol dipping sauce, right? Yeah. Now with 100% cholesterol, like the bad cholesterol, you dip it in there and you eat that. Oh, wow,
dude. Damn. Yeah, I think the pizza cutting, I love that idea. I
would also do it at Olive Garden because you could get those peppers at Olive Garden, right? Mm. Where you get like jalapenos or some kind of side of peppers, and they come up with that unlimited breadsticks, and I would split the breadsticks and throw peppers in there.
That's a pro move right there. That's a pro move.
You don't get this fat. Yeah, I like the,
did you make the pizza? Was that a homemade
pizza?
It
was frozen pizza.
Oh, the frozen pizza? Okay. I like that idea, though, the cutting, because Frankie, like I said, Frankie's not a crust guy, so he probably would enjoy a square cut just piece of pizza without the crust on it.
Yeah.
Debbie showed us a new way of cutting cake. Have you seen this new way of cutting a round cake?
I am all ears.
So you take, instead of like cutting the round cake, right? Instead of cutting it like a pizza, right? Where you would cut down and make triangles and then you just cut pieces of pie or whatever out. You take the round cake and you cut a circle in the middle, right? So you cut like a 4-inch circle in the middle of the cake like this.
Okay.
And then you're stuck. So then you have a ring around the outside.
Okay.
And you take the knife and you slice it into little pieces. The ring gets sliced into little pieces. So then you have everybody gets a little piece of that. And then the middle of the cake is a small cake then that you can either save for later or you can cut it into little slices then too. It's just a different way of cutting the cake.
When you say save for later, you mean later that day, right?
Yeah, later, like an hour later. Not later for like
not like tomorrow, right?
Not tomorrow, of course. But it's a really clever
way. Like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, she saw it on some baking show, and it's a clever way to cut the cake, and it gives you more slices because they're little slices. Anyway, it was really clever. Look, I've never
seen
it.
How many cakes are you bringing into your house?
How many cakes are we bringing for the party, yeah, for Frankie's birthday?
Not in general, like how often do cakes make the house?
Oh. I mean, not a ton. Because
I was going to say, if Debbie wants, okay, you tell me how big you want that center part to be, and I will 3D print a cutter that she could, that is taller than the cake, that she could slam in there, cut it, and remove that center section with no problem.
Oh, that would be sweet. Like a little, right? Little cookie cutter punch thing.
Yep.
That would be pretty dope.
Right. I mean, you could also do it with a piece of PVC pipe if you just sharpen the edge, but yeah.
You could actually make the whole, I mean, if you could print it tall enough, you could actually just print that whole thing, right? So you print it with all the little sections even too. So you just literally take it and press it over the cake like this, pull it up, and you have your cake cut.
Oh, like one of those apple,
slicers.
But for cakes?
So you just go whoop. And it's
already cut. I could totally design a case like cake slicer.
That's what you should do. That'd be your next viral
plans
video,
I had for
bro.
Today. Let's go. Cake slicer.
Next viral video. You just make a little, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That'd be dope.
Holy shit. All right, we gotta wrap this shit up. Dude, this
wrap
is
it
fun,
up.
Man.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. All right. Thank you to our patrons, in no particular order, but really it's the order of which they became patrons. Kyle Foote from the Foote. I think Kyle became when he said he wanted to be our first patron. I don't think he realized that every time I'd read this list, he'd be first. And
I think he's,
there's 100% chance when I read this, his name is getting mentioned. Whereas like, if you're like 10, 15 patrons in, there's like a 20% chance I'll skip you.
Yeah. You've missed a few here and there.
Because I'm not good at this. All right. Kyle Foote. Oh, fuck. That means I got to fucking order those shirts. Damn it. Okay. Kyle Foote from the Footwork Woodworks. Matthew Gerard from the Wooden Moustache. Now giving free rides. Lee Oman from Regal Street.
Oh, man.
Big Mike Holmes from the Broken Lead Woodworks. Now with jorts. Dude, man, that fucker, he bust out those jorts, dude. I was like... Sex symbol, not safe for work, Mike. Dave, One Grit Wirt, dude, we were fucking stressing out over Star Wars stuff. My mom, Elise Gelman. Tim, I do listen from Turkworks. Tim from Turkworks. Dave the Thriller Miller, he's got a beard like a bowl of pasta. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Woodco, Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC, the unofficial lube of the podcast, and now my dungeon crawling buddy, Eric from Bubble Shoots. We're like probably a week away from us having like hour long conversations about dungeons. The Collingwood Canoe Company, Alan from Olmworks. I almost skipped Alan. Grant from Dadcraft. By the way, have you seen this fucking haunted house that Grant is building with his brother?
Yes, right? Dude. That thing, that's the hollow or
this
whatever.
This motherfucker tries to tell me he doesn't smoke weed. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, right.
Fucking liar. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. I haven't talked to Ryder in a minute, man. I hope he's a good movie. Good.
He's doing all right.
Good. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Toolbags. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Otis from Pine Elite Woodworks. Now spending full time running from my mom. Nick from Nip's Brim Woodworking. Nip's Brim Woodworking. You want to talk to Nips about his woodworking? He's a good guy.
Nips Brim. That's like an old gangster name.
Right?
Watch out for old Nips Brim.
Yeah, you all fuck with Nips. Judd the Bounty from Nivens and Sons. Your apocalypse go-to buddy, Justin from Campfire Woodworks. And Tracy from, I'm fucking tearing up over here, M&T, Mac and Tracy Woodworks. Thank you guys. You guys are wonderful. We really appreciate supporting the podcast.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay, bro. My fucking eyes are like watering. I'm laughing because fucking just like, you don't understand like how much I enjoy doing this podcast, even though you don't talk to me all week. Like, what?
I don't talk to you all week. You're busy, man.
Yeah. Look, even though you don't you avoid me all week, right? Like, this is like my routine on a Saturday morning. It's like I get up, I have some coffee, I yell at the kids, I do some little minor stretching, and I'm like, I get my coffee and I get to go do the podcast for an hour, and then it's fucking shenanigans the rest of the day.
Yeah, man, I love it. It's so much fun.
Man. All right.
Thanks, take guys, for being here.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Take it away. Fuck me.
Tim, take it away.
Take it away, Tim. You want to do the outro?
Beeping stuff.
There it is.
That's my first beeping stuff.
How'd it feel? Coming out your lips.
Felt good. Later, guys.
Bye.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.